Kicks and a beats. Yeah.
I get knocked down.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our experts do know a little bit about helping people who get knocked down and helping them get up again. I have my friends here. I've got Sally Burgosh. Got tongue-tied there. Got so excited about the song. Sally Burgosh is here. She's the executive director. And Carla Davis is here. She is the director of... Director of Education for the Help and Hope Clinic here in Pensacola. Welcome, guys. I appreciate so much all that you do for us. So let's talk about Help and Hope. Believe it or not, some people may have no idea what you do.
So we are here to provide health and hope for the hurting and underserved. And we try to do that and live that and breathe that every single day here in our for our community. So we offer free primary care, mental health, dental, pharmacy to the tune of $4.5 million last year, and free medications. Anything done on our premise is free for the community. We don't play with the word charitable and free. It is free. And it is our greatest pleasure. And how we're able to accomplish all that is with 419 volunteer doctors, dentists, nurses, surgeons, specialty care, and the list goes on and on. And we know the more hands make lighter work. So we are here today to promote this to all of the medical providers out there and dental providers. It is the number one need right now for our community. We see it every single day. Mm-hmm. We went from a month ago of averaging about 15 to 20 inquiries off our website for services.
Right.
We're averaging 15 to 20 a day.
Oh my goodness. Well, that tells a lot about what's happening with the economy, of course. People are losing their health insurance. And suddenly, I mean, when you get sick, you don't have any place to go. And urgent cares are great, but it really makes a difference if you do or don't have insurance and you really don't want to go to the emergency room if you've got something that really just needs to be looked at.
And that's why we exist, right? So we are the last safety net of care that is in the healthcare ecosystem. We are the last safety net of care for our community. And I love the fact that we can say we are trying to keep everybody out of those ERs and make room for the real emergencies. And how we can do that is get people to start thinking of their healthcare differently. Right. They need to be coming for preventative care. Don't wait till it's a heart attack and then need us, right? And unfortunately, a lot of our referrals are from the three ERs, the three big hospital entities here locally. So the more we can keep people out of the ER, the more success we're seeing, right? We have a huge program in alliance with the law firm downtown with Peter Mouget, and it's called One Pensacola. They actually formed another nonprofit over this. But we have 100 patients that come every Wednesday and Thursday.
Wow.
They pick up fresh fruit and vegetables from our local farms.
Wow.
And we enroll them in this program when they are showing up as chronic, as patients.
Mm-hmm.
So we have exercise physiology students that are doing exercise classes, and it just goes on and on. The number one need, though, that I see right now coming through our door is for dental care.
Okay.
We have a huge problem here, and I think it's national. And just the way PAs came out of the medical world because we couldn't keep up with the demand for medical services back in the day, so they created PAs.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just everybody being physician.
And you mean by that physician assistant?
Yes, ma'am. And so now they're discussing that on a dental level.
Interesting.
So because we just can't keep up with the demand for care. So our local VA is in a year and a half wait list right now for dental care.
Wow. Wow.
So they're busting my doors open. We do see a lot of veterans that do not have already a primary care plan.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the criteria to come to Health and Hope. If you are looking for services, is you cannot have any kind of medical plan. And you cannot have a higher income than 300% federal poverty level or below, and you must live in Florida.
Okay.
So those are the three criteria. But really, we're looking for volunteers right now to come in and help with this demand that we see for services. And I've got Carla here to talk about some of our upcoming outreach events coming
up. Okay, excellent. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning. We're super excited. Coming up this Friday, we're going to join with Adoration for a New Beginning, and RDCY is their big sponsor to actually have Unity Fest. It's located at 920 West Government Street, and it's open to the community. Everything's free. We're going to have a booth set up if you want a health screening. You're looking to know what your blood pressure is. You want to know what your weight is. Stop by our table. And we'll have some things there and a lot of health information to share.
And this is tomorrow, correct? This is for Juneteenth, which is officially being celebrated tomorrow, June 19th. So, and I got my Unity Fest hat. I'm good to go, y'all.
You are good to go. She got the special package.
Yes. And, you know, when Sally shared about prevention, you know, a lot of people in the community want to know, where can I go? I'm excited every morning when I pull up on a Monday morning at 8 o'clock, and I see people walking around our parking lot getting fit. So you can go to our website, healthandhopeclinic.org, and you can go to our calendar of events and see all of the great health and wellness activities that we have at the clinic. And I'm super excited that we started last month on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. We have a life recovery addiction support group. So we're meeting all of our patients where you are.
Wow.
So not only
really
do we have prevention, but we also will. We have support groups. So with our mental health director, Matea Suarez, she's able to provide pretty much every day of the week. Patients can come in, the community can come in if they need to have support and attend any of our support classes. Mind Matters at 5:30 on Wednesdays, Restorative Wellness at 5:30, grief groups, and we partner with so many different organizations like Valerie's House and NAMI to actually work together, because we realize when we work together, we're stronger.
Absolutely. And we had our friends from on this morning talking about the homeless and some of the situations, and a lot of it is not a quick fix. And even if they do get the medical and dental services they may need, these support groups, it's peer-to-peer, so someone is there that's going through what you're going through, so you don't feel so alone. And then you have a chance to heal and start making some healthy decisions about going forward. So when you have a team of people in these groups that help you and support you, it really does make all the difference.
And look, if you're a recovering alcoholic, you can pretty much throw a pebble on any corner and catch an AA or Most Excellent Way class, right? But what if you're suffering from your mental health and you're between appointments? And we know the backlog for if you have premium insurance is about 90 days to get in with the therapist.
That's right.
And then what if you're in between your appointments? So we've kind of thought that through and thought in our health and wellness wing, we're going to offer classes every single day of the week so that you can come by. And we even have, what do we call it now, Carla? Walk-in Wednesday.
Okay.
If you're suffering and you're a community member, you're not even a Health and Hope patient, you can come in on a Wednesday, and we're going to have a therapist come and talk to you.
Wow.
And
so it is open to the public.
It is.
And is there a fee for that?
There's no fee. We will take, you know, people that want to sponsor the clinic or donate on our website.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're coming in for services, we will not collect money from you.
Okay. And give that location one more time and your hours.
We are at 1718 East Olive Road. We're right there on Olive and Davis. And we're right behind the big Olive Baptist Church. There's tons of signs directing you. Our hours are Monday through Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're open until 4 o'clock. We see patients all day starting at 8:30. And on Tuesday and Thursday, we're open even in the evening. So we're open from 8 to 8 at night because we want to help the working poor, right? And they're out there trying and working jobs.
Right. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we're here with Sally Burgosh and Carla Davis. We're so excited to have them here with the Help and Hope Clinic. We're going to take a quick break, but we're going to come back now and talk more about the services and some of the ways that you could get involved and help them help others. We'll be back on Pep Talk. And of course, if you have a question or a comment, text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We're here this morning with the Health and Hope Clinic. Sally Burgosh is here, Carla Davis. So much going on, and I really want to take this time to get right into what's happening.
Awesome. So we're super excited, what Sally mentioned earlier at the previous segment about dental. So if you live in the north end of the county in Jay, from July 14th from 8 to 4, you can register at First Baptist Church to get free fillings and extractions.
Wow.
And you can schedule your appointments there. So we're super excited. Just give us a buzz and we'll point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Absolutely. We're all partnering with everybody in the community to help conquer the big epidemic of people finding themselves without health care plans, right? Mm-hmm. So we need your support out there. We do have our once a year gala coming up. A lot of these big companies, they start to spend their money at the beginning of the year. So I always say, hey, don't forget about us. So we always say Christmas comes in July. So I have about 25 women that are volunteers that come from all parts of the community, and they help us form a committee, and they get donations and product and all of the above donated for this gala. It's going to be December 1st this year. It's always the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Mark your calendar now, because tickets go fast.
They do. We sell out every single year. But I can't think of a more worthy cause because, again, we're using volunteers, so we're not spending it on workforce, mm-hmm. and it's really going to the people in our community that need our services so desperately.
So you're basically saying to us that your overhead is kept at a low number.
There you go. Right. That's how we've been surviving since 2003. Mm-hmm. We're building infrastructure every year. So this year, the big need is dental. So we're going to try to expand our dental wing. We put in for an Impact 100 grant. We're excited about and passionate about and think it's the right time and the right need right now. And very relevant. Mm-hmm. So we're excited about the future. The future is bright, but we are getting crushed right now with just people needing our services. So if you know of anybody that's in the medical field, dental field, or just wants to feel good and help people, we could use people to help us with the phones.
There you go.
Right? We formed call teams to be able to respond quickly to people that are on our website asking for services, which, by the way, is how you come to us. So healthandhopeclinic.org. We also have a very active Facebook page that kind of shares the day-to-day cool stuff going on with all the community members and partnerships.
And you're on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. And I just want to run through some of the things that you do. I got a list here real quick.
Do it.
They do primary medical, dental, specialty care, chiropractic, dermatology, women's health, in-office procedures, chronic disease, diagnostics, laboratory, patient assistance programs, medications, nursing services, health education, optometry, counseling, cardiology, neurology, general surgery, gastroenterology, orthopedics, just to name a few.
Bam. One last shout out. Optometry. Optometry was like a year and a half wait list a few years ago. Who knew that there was such a flood of need? Mm-hmm. And we've got the wonderful Dr. Reynolds, who has bought up about 5 locations, and he gives us about 5 patient appointments a week. So
wow.
This guy's a rock star, and I just want to say, if you have some needs like that, or if you're an optometrist, we need you to be part of our team.
Okay, I'm listening this morning, and either I need help or I know someone that needs help. What's that first step? What do I do?
You go to our website, healthandhopeclinic.org, and right on our homepage is a form that they can fill out to become a patient, or they can become a volunteer by filling out a form to be a volunteer.
Okay.
And we also have a 2-1-1 guide. I'm sure you're familiar with that.
But
a lot of people
out there. We talked
about
that earlier. Yeah, but you talked about that. So please explain that. That's
sure.
Sponsored by United Way.
So we're partners with United Way and all the other entities. And so if you need any kind of free services and you live in Escambia or Santa Rosa County, you can do 2-1-1 from your cell phone, and that'll get you in touch with a 24/7 manned hotline. And they can direct you. They are trained on how to divert you to free services in the county.
And that's fantastic. And that's all the resources like we mentioned. So
it is. And I have it electronically on our website. If you forget everything I just said, 2-1-1 or go to our website.
Okay. And the website again is Help and Hope.
Health. E comes before O. So health.
Oh, health
and
sorry,
hope.
Health.
Uh-huh. Healthandhopeclinic.org.
Okay. So Carla, you were talking about those peer groups. I think that's a really important piece of this entire puzzle. Can you mention again how someone can get involved with those?
Yes.
Because maybe they have just recently lost a loved one. That's one of the hardest things to deal with in life.
I would say go to our website, go to the calendar of events, and you'll see all of our support groups listed. And we would like for you to go and check those out. So they can come in on Mondays for family support group at 1 o'clock. They can come in at 4:30 p.m. for grief group. They can also come in on Wednesdays at 5:30. But every day we have some activity. Check us out on Facebook. Go to our website under calendar of events and check us out.
And can they do walk-ins or do they need to RSVP online or anything?
They can do walk-ins. We're super excited to have you. Come check us out. And if not, just call our front desk. We're definitely able to give you the information that we need. But our website is definitely the best place to go and check us out on Facebook with all of our lovely posts.
Well, and one of the things to mention, too, that the Health and Hope Clinic is definitely a legitimate agency. And so those credentials are very important. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because sometimes, you know, well, they just fly by night. What's the deal?
What
but
a great
not
timing.
The case. Yeah.
Well, no. So actually this morning I opened my email up and we, through a very hellacious auditing process, we are now a gold clinic for the 7th year in a row.
Congratulations.
So that's honored by the National Association of Free Clinics. There's a lot of criteria there. And again, just because we're free care, we're not less than, because I've got the best providers in town helping us
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's great to know. And it's important.
It
because
is.
That gives you credibility. And I have never heard anything negative about what you do. And so it's makes such a difference in our community. We're very, very grateful. So again, what's the number? So if someone needs to call and find out, will a real person answer the phone, or do you have a different system, or how does that work?
We have real people, people from churches and whatnot that just want to help out because they see this cause was worthy enough for their volunteering. So you can call 850-479-4456. Or the preferred way is go to our website because we are getting crushed right now with need.
Okay.
Yes.
So we definitely need volunteers.
Right. We get knocked down, but we get up again at Health and Hope Clinic.
There you go. And also, if you maybe you don't have time to volunteer, but you want to help Health and Hope Clinic, they can just donate. And how far do the dollars go?
For every dollar that you give to Health and Hope, it's over $10 in free care that we're giving to the community.
Wow.
So that's a great return on your investment.
No doubt.
ROI.
About it. No doubt about it. Okay, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes with Sally and Carla with Health and Hope Clinic. Whew. This is
it's a lot,
but you're doing so much and it is so worth it. So do check out their website. And if you can, find a way that you can help out because so many of us are so blessed and there shouldn't be anyone in this community going without good health care. We'll be back with Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. And we're back with Pep Talk with Meg. Health and Hope Clinic is here this morning with us, Sally and Carla. Carla, tell us, we've got a couple things coming up right away.
Yes, we're super excited to join with the county in opening doors on Operation Hope Day. There's two locations, Santa Rosa, Tuesday, July 21st, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Milton Community Center, and then Escambia County on July 30th from 9 to 2 at Brownsville Community Center. Looking for screenings, looking for hope, check us out at those events. And then, of course, this Friday, June 19th from 12 to 4.
Tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
Yes. Rain or shine will be there for Unity Fest, 920 West Government Street. Check out our booth. Get your screening. We look forward to seeing you there.
Okay. And what else can we talk about?
And get ready, donors and sponsors, because we have our annual Christmas gala. It's called Christmas at the Clinic, and it will be the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving on December 1st at Pensacola Country Club. You can find out all the information you need off our website, and we're starting to look for our sponsors and whatnot. So we need you.
Okay. And what's the website again?
Healthandhopeclinic.org.
Okay. One last question for you because we got a couple of minutes. Yes. The two of you have such positive energy, and I just think it's wonderful what you're doing for our community. Why? Why are you doing this? It's not an easy job. You've got a small staff. You're dealing with hundreds of people. You rely on volunteers. It's a nonprofit. You never know for sure how much money you're getting. Sounds kind of stressful to me.
It's very stressful. We don't have automatic government money coming in through insurance plans. So it's a very big challenge. It's a puzzle that we put together between the volunteer workforce of 419 volunteers and then keeping up with the demand for services. It's about $1 million budget. So I have the honor to get to be part of all of that. My why is I like to be the voice for people that don't have one. Mm. And I don't think where you're born and your zip code should dictate your health outcomes.
Right.
And I like to be that voice and to really fight hard for people that don't have one.
Mm-hmm. Carla?
And my why, I'm a nurse by background and I love it. And at the end of the day, if we can make an impact and give people hope and provide them with a smile at the end of the day, that's my why. I feel that I have passion. And its purpose, and it's improving our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love to do.
Well, and it has a residual effect. If people can be healthy, that changes a whole lot because then they can start to work. And then it's like a domino effect. And you've got to start somewhere.
That's it. We have so many students coming through the door from different programs and universities and state college. And even now we're doing a lot of workforce with our local Escambia County School District. So if you have any desire to be in the healthcare field, come look us up. We need more volunteers. I need help.
It would be great on your resume, great background, hands-on experience. Thank you guys so much for being here. We've been talking with Sally Burgosh, who's the executive director, Carla Davis, who is, I want to get this right, the director of education
and outreach.
There you go. Contact either one of them. You can call the clinic or go to the website.
Healthandhopeclinic.org.
And if you need to take advantage of the services or have other issues, there's always 211 and you can call and find out there as well. Thank you both for coming in. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Okay, this is Pep Talk. I'm here Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, right here on NewsRadio923.com. Remember, as you go throughout the day today, even though it's raining, be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and love now.